This is the third day this month that we have had to reluctantly go out again onto the steps of the courthouses around the country. Today, for example, in Buncrana, there's going to be barristers out on the steps there this morning and around the country. And really what it comes down to is that we have been trying for years now, for a long number of years, since 2016, to engage with the government on the unwinding of the cuts that were applied to the criminal legal aid fees back in the FEMPI era. And, you know, even as far back as 2018, both the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Department of Justice have agreed that barristers have done everything the same as other areas of the public sector to give flexibility within the industry to justify the unwinding of the fees. But unfortunately, it just hasn't happened. And we were here last October withdrawing services as well for one day. Part of the fees were unwound at that point, a 10% unwinding of the fees. But unfortunately, that's where it stopped. The government committed to speak with us about a proper review of the fee situation and reviewing the rest of the restoration and the restoring the link between our fees and the public sector pay. But nothing has happened since October, and reluctantly that leaves us with no option. But here we are in July, one of the busiest months of the year in the criminal courts. And we're out for a third day today, and there's still no proper conversation with the government about what we need to talk about.
And as you mentioned there, the government did indicate that they would support fee restoration, but obviously they haven't to date. Will there be any further action planned if there is still no movement on their behalf?
That entirely depends on the government and how they choose to actually meet us in relation to this. I mean, the Department of Justice has agreed that the cuts should be unwound, but I don't think that actually applies across the government. That we know that the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform have a huge role to play in this, and unfortunately, we haven't had any reasonable response from them.